When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. The only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. I am Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas, and last night on Monday Night Raw, we witnessed something special. And what was so special is that a return of a certain persona had finally happened. Specifically in my case, because I had hoped for so long, and I strongly insisted that one way or the other it was gonna happen, but Nikki Cross once again became crazy. The Nikki ASH is gone. The superhero, whatever, it is gone, and quite frankly, I did see it coming, and I'll get to that in a second. You know, for so long, I've spoken to this with many wrestling fans, to Ricky, to my boy Mark Braverman, you know, to many wrestling fans. I said one way or the other, Nikki Cross is going to become insane again. And the way I wanted it personally is, not only is she going to become the Twisted Sister again, but very likely she's going to become more and more crazy than ever. And with Triple H in charge, well, who knows? But last night at the return, when she attacked Bayley, Damage Control, Bianca Belair, I mean, she made that impact. Man. So going back to where I thought I kind of saw it coming is, we'll never forget when when Nikki lost to the returning Candice LeRae, okay? You know, and then how she reacted. She started screaming and then, you know, ripped her mask off and threw it into the crowd. You know, I told myself this. So here's what's going to happen. Nikki is going to be off of television for a little bit. She's going to come back, and then there's going to be an impact. So, and I'm telling you, this is very likely the end of the Nikki ASH, you know, persona. Now, when Nikki won the women's title under the Nikki ASH persona, personally, I was happy for her because you know, Nikki Cross, honestly and arguably, is probably the most underrated female wrestler I've ever seen. I mean, Nikki Cross is absolutely dominant. I mean, from her days in NXT as the NXT's Twisted Sister, you know, with the whole thing with Sanity, I mean, the fans have just been absolutely fully invested in Nikki Cross. Her in-ring skills, the mic skills, I mean, the fans appreciate it. I mean, I can't stress enough, I mean, Nikki Cross is absolutely underrated, man. So, you know, honestly, I've always, you know, when she won the title, I was happy, but at the same time, and I was like, and this is probably honestly from a selfish point of view, I wanted Nikki Cross to be champion, but under the Twisted Sister persona. You know, I never wanted the whole almost superhero thing to happen, and again, I'm not going to take anything away. I mean, she won the women's Money in the Bank, she won the women's tag team titles again, she was even a 24/7 champion, as well as the women's champion under the superhero thing, but all that should have happened, honestly, under the crazy Twisted Sister persona. But, you know, again, this is kind of me speaking from my own personal point of view, and I will admit, this is probably just from, you know, a selfish point of view as well, because again, Nikki Cross has been one of my absolute favorites, you know, the moment she arrived on NXT. Her run at NXT was pretty cool. I mean, again, the whole Twisted persona and everything, it's, you know, it was obviously something I was in love with, you know. And now that Nikki Cross is back, I mean, back to the name Nikki Cross, and you know, I say she's back to being crazy, I mean, the Twisted Sister persona's back, but it's different. I mean, her ring gear, what she saw, we saw something different, so... So this is kind of justifies what I said. Like, we're going to see Nikki Cross be crazy again. She's going to be the Twisted Sister again, but we're going to see something different. And based on the gear, boy, did we see something different. Now, it's unclear if she's a babyface or a heel, because remember, she attacked Damage Control, she attacked Bayley, she attacked, you know, Bianca Belair. So I think right now, honestly, it's like, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, this is kind of a message to the locker room that the Twisted Sister is back and nobody is safe. I mean, Nikki Cross is going to unleash her chaos and nobody is safe. So really, I don't know exactly, you know, what's going to be next. I mean, I'd imagine there's definitely going to be a storyline involving Candice LeRae at some point, I'd imagine. I mean, there's actually quite a history between the two, between Cross and Candice LeRae, so... So right now, the way I see it is, I think, you know, now with Triple H in charge, you know, of course, all these fans sit on Twitter that they're so grateful that, you know, that the Twisted Sister persona back, you know, is back. You know, I kind of had the feeling that Triple H was going to do that one way or the other. So, you know, because of course, you know, Triple H, the whole thing with NXT. So I knew that Triple H was going to bring back, you know, something that worked before, but he was really going to tweak it and make it and then even intensify it. I mean, in other words, Triple H was truly going to add some, what I like to call, some creative authenticity. And that's what I kind of feel like. See, Nikki Cross's Twisted Sister persona was amazing in NXT. And I think it could be a whole lot better now that Triple H is in charge. And I have a feeling that's what's going to be built up to. Again, Triple H is going to basically put forth the effort along with Nikki Cross and the creative team. They're going to add a tremendous amount of creative authenticity to the character. At least that's what I'm really hoping and praying for. But again, of course, I'm not going to get... We're not all going to get what we want. Triple H can't please everybody, but I really have a feeling that Nikki Cross, she's about to have a... I would have hoped she's going to have an exciting run, but... So going back to basically, like, the whole Nikki ASH persona... You know, again, look... I'm not going to say the whole thing was a failure. Personally, I just was not a fan of this whole thing, Nikki ASH, because again, I was fully invested, much like a lot of wrestling fans, I was totally, completely invested into the Twisted Sister persona. Now, when Nikki Cross came to the main roster, she, you know, started teaming up with Alexa Bliss, you know, with the character kind of tweaking a little bit, like the character being a little bit more calm, a whole lot more friendly. I was like, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is, I mean, we can honestly say that, you know, she's, I mean, she's still somewhat the Twisted Sister, but like more friendly and more calm and less insane. I mean, if you can't even see any insanity, then you can't really refer that to the Twisted Sister. But Nikki Cross teaming with Alexa Bliss, honestly, not the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, I guess somewhat it did work, But, you know, honestly, I would have hoped that, you know, when Alexa Bliss did that storyline with The Fiend, how Alexa Bliss was in, you know, Alexa Bliss went crazy. I actually really, really hoped, I mean, I've even spoken about this before. I spoke about this with Ricky, and I've even spoke about this with Mr. Braverman. Hell, I even spoke about this with Darnell, a.k.a. The Playmaker. I said, what if we saw the Twisted Sister persona return, teaming up with Alexa Bliss with that current insane gimmick that we saw from The Fiend? What if we had that? How great would that be? I mean, a lot of, when I was at WrestleMania in Tampa with Chris Rex, I mean, I spoke to several wrestling fans, and a lot of wrestling fans said, they would definitely love to see it, but they wouldn't be unsure if it would work, but they would be at least willing to see it. It certainly has the potential to being a great angle. I mean, again, you got two sick and twisted insane people as a team. I mean, this is something huge. But this particular wrestling fan said, I mean, this wrestling fan was really kind of like he had lost his faith. Much like me, kind of lost his faith in religion with WWE, but he was just at WrestleMania because for the same reason I was, just to, because he was a lifelong pro wrestling fan like me, and he wanted to cross, you know, he wanted to check that off his list, you know, be the wrestling fan that attended WrestleMania just like me. But you know, he explained, he told me, I spoke to him, you know, gave, you know, all that information. He said, well, I would love to see Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross team once again, this time with Alexa Bliss with that particular gimmick involving The Fiend. I mean, I don't really exactly know how I can even possibly describe it, because the whole thing was just kind of, Well, you know. But a wrestling fan made it very, very clear that is, you know, if Vince McMahon's in charge, Vince McMahon, A, he's not going to let that happen, or B, if Vince McMahon goes with it, he felt that Vince McMahon was not going to run it correctly. So, I mean, I don't know. But it's just, you know, something that we could have seen. I mean, again, Bliss with that persona with Nikki Cross being insane again. I mean, it just doubles it, and it's definitely got the potential to be something huge. But again, we just did not see it. So moving forward, back to Nikki Cross. You know, honestly, like when I mentioned like when I wanted the Twisted Sister persona to return and be a whole lot more insane than before. You know, some of my friends, you know, are asking, like, did I anticipate, like, returning to the wrestling gear, like, you know, the black pants and the black outfit and everything? And I said, well, that can certainly happen, you know, but with Triple H, I'd imagine, like I said, creative authenticity and, you know, the willing and the potential to intensify the character, you know, you can bring the character back, but you got to make some changes to it. So with the gear, I mean, the gear that we saw might not be the official gear yet. I mean, who knows? But I just have a feeling that, you know, with Nikki Cross, you know, back to being like that Twisted Sister persona, and based on how she made the attack, you know, appear out of nowhere, you know, did that dive off the top turnbuckle, took out two members of Damage Control, and then, you know, came back in the ring and attacked. You know, she attacked Bianca Belair, did that twisting neck breaker, and then Bailey got the win. So then, you know, after that, you know, she comes back and attacks Bailey. So, yeah, so based on what I see, like, right there, I'm not sure if that's officially her wrestling gear, but, I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm sure that, you know, next week, on Monday Night Raw, we're going to see Nikki Cross again, and we'll see. I mean, she was wearing a black tank top, so that could indicate that maybe she's coming back, you know, with that similar to the old gear, so, but... But like I said, I mean, what we know for sure is that Nikki Cross is once again the Twisted Sister, and I really believe she's a whole lot more insane than she ever was. I mean, we're really going to see a true, unique, and even more Twisted Sister that's a hell of a lot more insane, and quite frankly, I cannot wait. So right now, because she attacked Damage Control and Bianca Belair, it does leave me a little bit puzzled on who the feud's gonna who she'll be feuding with. But it's kind of a message, really, to announce that she's back and she's back to being insane, and the whole superhero thingy is gone. So, you know, now as far as sanity goes, I'm not sure if Nikki Cross is going to be part of a stable. I mean, I'd imagine Triple H probably has plans for her to have a singles run just as a heel twisted persona. But again, you know, who knows? I mean, I'm not going to rule out the possibility. I mean, it's very likely common sense. You know, Triple H obviously has a plan, and when the time is right, we'll know more about it as time goes on. So right now, we're just going to have to wait and see. But all we know is, well, Cross is back, she's insane, and, well, I'm excited. And that's really all I can say at this point. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me today, and I'd like to remind you that Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. I strongly, strongly, strongly encourage you to please subscribe to the shows. If you adore professional wrestling, then believe me, Ringside Chaos is the show for you. So please subscribe. Thank you again for joining me today, and I will see y'all next time. Peace out, everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.